And with news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. For many, it's the first day of school today, and the Roaring Fork School District is starting the year looking for new members for its Board of Education. On the November 5th ballot, voters will choose three different members to fill seats representing districts B, C, and D, spanning from western parts of Redstone to areas northwest of Glenwood Springs. To be eligible, a candidate must reside and be a registered voter for at least 12 months in the area of the district they are seeking to represent, and submit the required paperwork with at least 50 signatures. The deadline to submit an application for one of the three vacant seats on the Roaring Forks Board of Education is August 30th. Despite high snowpack this past winter, the Colorado River's low reservoirs will trigger some provisions of a new drought plan. Luke Runyon has more.
The drought contingency plan was put in place this spring, and it spells out a series of cutbacks in water deliveries to states along the river's lowest reaches, Arizona, Nevada, California, and Mexico. The river's biggest reservoir, Lake Mead, is still struggling to recover from a long-term drought, and its low level will cause the plan to be used for the first time in 2020. Jennifer Pitt is the Colorado River Program Director for the National Audubon Society.
One good year in the Colorado River Basin is typically not enough to fill up reservoirs when the reservoirs are half empty.
Still, many users are already conserving the amount of water spelled out in the planned series of reductions. That makes the moment largely symbolic, where Southwest Water users for the first time have agreed to use less from the river that supplies 40 million people in the western U.S. I'm Luke Runyon.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.